now. And when I send the email, I'll send everybody the name. It's a Facebook group that people can just come and share. And Hugh, you could share some of your poems. Hi, Joe, and somebody.
Hello,
Hello. Ah, c'est toi. I was like, who's Joe? Nice to see you. So I think we have, well, Sonia and Mike, you're not new because you came to Bill's event. Lazar, is that
That's
how I
right.
pronounce
Yes, hi.
it? Is it your first time?
It is.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hi, Ellen. We had to go on to one machine because we were getting feedback.
Oh, okay, no problem. But you know what, though? It doesn't matter because we're going to mute the mics.
Okay. Yeah.
So you could go back to each one. I noticed you were both on your screen, so it was fun.
Yeah,
Anyway,
that's fine.
do whatever works, but I'm going to mute everybody when we dive in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. In fact, I think I will mute everybody. Because you might want a bit of space to, not that we're going to do big movements necessarily, but just to be comfortable. And when you are comfortable, allow your eyes to close. And in closing your eyes, know that you are gathering together with like-minded friends. And it's the gathering that is our shrine. It's the fact of coming together that creates the openness in which we can explore. But for now, don't explore simply. Offer your experience moment by moment. Which means don't do anything. Just allowing things to be. That would be the most important thing we do together. Nothing. Sharing, doing nothing. No expectations. No demands. So feel that towards your own experience. Let the thoughts come. Let the bodily feelings and sensations come. Unfold to whatever they do. And let the sounds, the sense perceptions that arise, knowingly welcome them. Because of course, when I say let them arise, your thoughts, your feelings, your sense perceptions, well, that's already the case. But it's more like this sort of openness to what is, for no reason. And in not doing, because it's not a doing, in not doing this, but rather in sort of being willing to surrender the doing, it's as if we were taking our stand as openness. We can begin to feel that we are the openness in which every experience unfolds. We can begin to feel that we are the sky of presence. Which means that the experiences have infinite space to unfold into. The breath, the thoughts, the tension in the body. Whatever arises, it's like a bird in the sky. It can perch, it can fly, it can dissolve. Well, birds don't dissolve. Maybe clouds is a more apt image. And in particular, allow the feeling of me the person, who has to micromanage experience, who has to sort through experience, who has to refer to the past, who has to wonder about the future, who does all sorts of things to drive the car of experience. So feel that me, the person, feeling, constellation of feeling and thoughts, right this moment. That familiar, intimate me that seems bound by a body. And by a circumstance, and by all sorts of things. And it's natural, but just feel it in the shrine. We can start to allow it to relax because, you know, the deepest truth isn't the deepest, our deepest identity isn't that bound up, limited, conditioned bundle of thoughts and feelings. Our deepest identity is that which perceives it. So take your bundle and place it on the altar. Each one of us, we can place our bundle of me on the altar. And contemplate it. Welcome it. You don't have to sort of read every thought that comes out of this me, the separate self, or you don't have to label every feeling. You just sort of contemplate it. As a whole, as a totality. You give it a chance to touch the openness that surrounds it. That is you. You tell it, look, sweet one, sweet bundle, you're not me. You're just a sort of contraction in me. And feel in particular the body, the bundle body, the body bundle that feels like me. Just feel your body. Don't worry about what I just said. Just feel your body as it is right this moment. There's no expectation or right way to do it. The body is not necessarily the body of memory. I mean, that may be what you encounter to begin with, a sort of memory of the body or a concept of the body. But how about feeling the body fresh? Free of any knowledge. In other words, how about letting the body come to you? You're the openness. The body is the caress, the ripple, the tingling, the temperature. The texture, the tension. Hello, body. You're welcome, you say, as the openness. Hello, body. Usually I don't welcome you. I identify with you. And I reinforce the sense of a limit that I impose upon you, which is why when I begin to listen to you, What I feel is a lot of tension, a lot of contraction. Hello, body. Hello, shoulders. Feel your shoulders completely free of judgment. See if they can rest a little bit into the arms, down into the arms. And feel your hands. And feel that your hands are not yours as a person. They belong to the openness. Give your hands to the openness. All around. Give them to gravity, your hands. Your wrists. And now your shoulders can drop down if they want. Your arms, let them go back home to the openness that you are. Hello, arms. And now your legs, feel first your legs as they are when you first listen to them, your pelvis where it sits, your thighs, your hips, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet. It's probably a bit of a bundle of tension. My legs, the separate one. I hold myself in my hips. In my knees, in my ankles. But then, hello legs, you don't belong to me, the person. You belong to openness. Feel that your hips can relax. You can surrender the weight of your thighs. You can taste the texture of the ground under the body just for no reason. Under the sit bones. It's breathing, it's moving. You can go, legs, you say to your legs. I don't need you for myself right now. Let your legs sink into the earth. Let the weight empty itself out into the space all around. Because I don't need weight in this moment. Just try, and if my words elicit resistance, let that be the gift. If there's resistance, take the resistance in your hands. Feel it. Caress it with your loving welcoming attention. And once the resistance has been allowed fully, you place it back into the openness. Or shake it out into the openness. Or comb it out into the openness, like knotted hair, gently. Or fold it into the openness. or let it float in the openness. So many options, so many options. Feel your face. Hello, face. Talk to me, face. Talk to me with sensations, tactility, tension. I'm listening. Feel the tension of the face. That will be the first encounter, the mask. Then you take the mask and you return it to the openness. You say, I don't need you, face. I don't need to keep you fixed like a wax mask here. You can melt. I'm placing you in warmth. And you don't have to melt quickly. You can take all the time. I'm just here with you. Face. Eyes. Forehead. Temple. Nose. Cheeks. Cheekbones. Mouth, lips, teeth, tongue, gum, chin, ears, skin of the face. All those words making way for just raw sensation. And those raw sensations beginning to vibrate a bit and feel the space beyond. I am faceless. I am the openness. The body can dance in me however it may like to. Now feel the legs, the arms, the head, the torso. Put it all together with your tactile sense. Feel it as one mass, amorphous mass. You don't have to pin it down. Don't pin it down. Let it be free, this amorphous mass. Touching, free to touch the space beyond it. To expand, maybe. Can this body expand into the whole room? Why not? Your mind won't get this, so don't let it get in there. No thinking. Now push the top of the head a little bit towards the ceiling. At the same time, drop your arms and drop your legs as if they were hanging down, the legs into the earth. And then push the top of the head a little bit more. And feel that there's gentle softness in the spine. It's not rigid, the spine. So bring some softness there. So there's lots going on. We're pushing with the top of the head gently. We're letting the legs and the arms flow down like rivers. And at the same time, we're putting softness into the spine, meaning the breath is free. And now don't do anything, just feel the body again, the torso. Free floating, cloud-like in the openness. Say yes to the resistance, the layers that surface. They're your babies. You just welcome them, put them back in their cradle. Now feel your fingertips, your hands, and just let your arms rise up into the space in front. Your eyes are closed. You don't see the arms. How long are the arms? Don't see them, feel them. Feel the arms on the horizontal plane as long as they want, touching the wall in front. Now the right arm floating up to the ceiling, weightless as the head turns towards the left. Slow and smooth. Feel the three directions slide into the directions with your tactile body. Breath is free. Yeah, and slowly, in one movement, not three sensations, one sensation, the head towards the right, right arm towards the horizontal, left arm towards the ceiling, but it's one ripple. Nobody doing it, just happening. Very alive, the hands, fingertips, touching wall, touching ceiling. What can I empty? What about the back body? What about the hips? Yes. And slowly everything dissolves. Very slow, smooth. Don't do it. The head, the arms. I am the openness, eating the sensation of the body, moment by moment. Yummy. All the textures. And even after the body is completely still, the physical body, feel the energy continuing to dissolve. Chin is coming down towards the torso. And now with the chin, very slowly tracing a circle. Stay right at the cusp where the mover comes in, so you don't engage the mover. Let it be effortless. Make it a perfect offering for the altar by not doing it. The perfect offering is the movement that is free of the mover. So what is offered really is the mover. Free, smooth, easy, lubricated. Now the other way. Nobody doing it, nowhere to go, no reason. Just this ripple of emptiness into emptiness. And all the little tensions and resistances that you catch in your net are completely welcomed and surrendered to the openness. The head comes back all by itself. Hello, body. Feel the edges of the body can touch the space all around. The space is friendly. open, warm, sweet, whatever the word that helps you feel that inside the body and outside the body are made of the same substance. And it's friendly. Slowly the torso turning towards the left side. Your arms hovering maybe. And now your arms, your hands resting on your left knee. And then let the top of your head graze the ceiling. Ceiling caressing the top of the head. Can you make little pockets of warm space between the vertebrae? Just place little cushions of space between each vertebrae so that the spine can really elongate effortlessly. And then just offer the posture to the space all around with your open hands. Now slowly to the other side, don't do it. Smooth. I don't live in the body lives in me. And it loves living in me because I am borderless. And this body is tasting the freedom that had been lost. Your hands resting on your right lap. Warmth tingling, the shoulders tasting the possibility of dropping through the arms, through the palms of the hands, the breath finding all the channels that are open for it to flow. Top of the head. Now feel the whole posture and just let it radiate in all directions. Yes, torso comes back slowly. Collapse the spine, make it round. So if you're leaning on a chair, you make sure you're not leaning on the chair and then that you have a bit of space in the back body and just rounding this middle, lower middle, upper back. Make sure the breath is nice and free. Now take your hands, tips of your hands, let them very slowly, very alive, the tips of the fingers along the ground or the chair, they're sliding towards the back. Your hands, they're extremely alert, looking for shards of glass on the carpet or on the ground or on the chair. And then find a place where your hands can rest, your thumbs towards your torso, your fingers pointing away. Feel the contact of the pads of your fingers with the texture of the ground. Every moment, alive, it's not mechanical. And then drop your shoulders through your fingers into the earth. Still, the back is rounded and the touch of the hands with the earth is friendly. Feel your hands are resting on something alive. Something that is breathing, something that you don't want to crush with your hands. And now very slowly, from the pubic bone, feel the pubic bone beginning to rise up onto your front, onto your feet, if you're cross-legged, the torso begins to elongate in the front, the torso licking the space in front, slowly, slowly. Belly, chest area, heart area, throat, and you can feel a little arching between the shoulder blades. Open your throat, face towards the ceiling. What's happening with the hands? Are they crushing the breathing earth, or are they resting? Long inhale, long exhale. Feel the whole body, offer it to the space all around. No worries. Yes, slowly the torso comes back. The hands come back, slow. And we're going to come to the floor. So if you're sitting on a chair, I hope it's okay. You don't have to reposition your screen. It's very simple what we're going to do, but come to your hands and knees, if that's okay. Can you do that, Sonia and Mike? Yeah. Great. Make sure you have space. And then very gently, once you've found your hands and your knees and the earth, just a little bit of a arching of the back and the curling of the back in your own time. Maybe with a synchronicity with the breath, see how it wants to happen. Maybe an exhaling with a curling, and then inhaling with the arching. I don't live in the body. Remember that. The body is living in me, and it's like an algae. It's like a plant in water right now. I'm the water. Now let the spine begin to move, without any knowledge of how it's going to move moment by moment. And the elbows can bend, one elbow bending, the other straightening. You can give your body a chance to give itself what it wants. Moment by moment, feel what wants to happen in the pelvis. There might be a rolling and a wave-like motion. Yes, and then gently just bring your pelvis back onto your heels, forehead to the ground, child's pose, resting. Feel the whole situation. Begin to be open to the possibility that my body is not just the physical body. My body is the earth. My body is the touch of the carpet. My body is Ellen's voice. My body is everything perceived, everything sensed, everything that is life, that is my body, everything connected. Yes, now coming back to hands and knees. And then curl your toes under so that you can find some support and some sort of grounding with your toes, and then just without thinking, and only if it's safe for your body. If you know it isn't, you find a way to adapt. But if it's okay, let your pelvis float up towards the ceiling. Your heels are sort of reaching towards the floor, but whatever feels comfortable, and your knees can be bent. And you just stay at the edge of where the stretch is manageable for you. Just welcoming this posture that may feel intense. So you just keep right at the edge. Breathe. Breathe where it's intense, in the shoulders, in the pelvis. Maybe reaching a little bit more with your heels towards the floor. Bending one knee and bending the other knee. And then gently walking your feet towards your hands, or your hands towards your feet, so that you can rest your torso on your thighs and let your head go. Yes, let your head go. Let your back go. Long inhale, long exhale. Now feel a cushion of air under the torso that is slowly inflating, and so the torso is going to be carried up very slow. Nothing to do, just let the torso be carried up to the vertical. Yes, beautiful. You just taste this sensation, substance of this body as it does its thing. Now the head is the last thing to float up. Don't do it. Find your feet. Feel your feet. Let your feet come to your attention. And now your hands. Let your hands float up into the space in front and all the way up to the ceiling. They're falling up. Long fingers touch the ceiling. And now let your arms float back down towards the back. So it's a big circle with the arms. And then let the arms go. Just standing, welcome the situation, the landscape. Hello, body. That was quite a shift, I just realized, for my body, so maybe for yours too. So go gently, welcoming the legs, the torso, the arms, the neck, the head, the back body. Slowly switch the weight a little bit to the left. Feel the pillar on the left side, long, strong. And feel on the right side, it's floating out into the space beyond. Very simple. Now slowly switching the weight, very slow, to the right. You're the openness. You just discover the pillar of energy as it arises on the right side. Column of energy on the right side, strong, vaporous on the left. Let it expand into the space. And again, the weight shifting to the left, slowly. This time you peel your right foot off the ground. You open your eyes a tiny bit and you let your right knee float up. And you let your arms float up. It's a balancing pose. And then slowly it comes down, the right foot, the arms. Much more slowly, switching to the right. Wait for the pillar to arise. Feel it strong, the column. Then you slide your left foot off the ground. Rise your left knee up and the arms. And then we do it a few times. Find your own way. Just make sure it's very slow and sort of graceful, as if you were a Tai Chi master. Switching to the left and the right knee, the arms, the breath. It might be wobbly, but even the wobbly is gentle, empty. And then again to the right, That's it. And then just see what wants, maybe the, it wants to go a little bit faster, and maybe the legs want to go a little bit wider. And the arms might want to go a little bit higher. Just feel maybe like you're a bird. And in fact, let the movement change. Close your eyes and just keep this quality, but let the movement take a life of its own. It can completely morph. Just feel just this quality of opening, of lifting, of buoyance, the buoyancy of the body. Take space, body, you say. Body, you can take space. Legs, arms, head, spine, you have so much space. You say to body, and you can take earth, you say to body, with your feet and your legs and your pelvis. There's a connection with gravity. And what shall we say to the articulations of the body? You say, wow, you can do so many different things, you say, to the hips and to the shoulders and to the wrists and the elbows and the knees and the ankles and all the articulations of the spine. So much range, you say, to the body you have to celebrate. Make sure the head is invited to move too. The head is relieved of being the headquarters for the thinker. Just in this moment, just tactility, just raw sensation, no thoughts, no reason. Feel you've been lobotomized of a brain. It's absolutely no thinking. Just creature. But a listening capacity to really allow the intelligence that is raw, that is the body's intelligence, to shape the movement moment by moment. Trusting your hands. Somehow your hands know how to shape the energy of the inner energy of the body and the outer spatial energy. There's some intelligence there that you can trust. Make sounds if you want. Your face, your pelvis. See if there's a sort of gesture movement that wants to take shape, that is the prayer of the moment. It doesn't have to be pretty. And the eyes are closed, nobody's looking. My eyes are closed, I'm not looking. See what this dancing prayer of the moment is. Invoke the altar to which you're offering this dance. And it may morph into another gesture, movement, dance. But then you stay with it for a bit. Sometimes something true comes and you know it and you just stay with it. And here we listen to our emotions. Emotions and movement are very connected. So if there's an emotion, a feeling you You connect it to your hands, to your body, to your breath. See what happens. Yes. Now, very gently, just let your hands sort of begin to draw closer to your body. And let your hands either rest right on the outside of the body or on your body. Maybe it's shifting its position. Just see what the hands do. Maybe the hands come in prayer position. Maybe they're sort of touching the space around the body. Just trust the magic of the hands. And gently come back to stillness so that the last thing that happens, the last thing is a gesture or a mudra of the hands. See how it is. See what happens. Again, it's for you only. It's private, intimate. And yet we are sharing deeply. Yes, and then very gently let the hands, the arms dissolve back. Your arms alongside your body. Feel the sensation of the borders of your body. And hopefully there's a sensation of openness. Feel that I am not located inside a limited body. I feel openness. Feel your heart willing to be open, undefended. And if there is a feeling of defended or not open, just as always, don't pry anything open. Take that feeling and place it in the openness. The openness is ever present. If our body doesn't feel open, that doesn't deny the presence of openness. Let's gently come down to sitting. Perfect stillness. Feel the sweetness of the body, of the space, of the air, of the sound of this voice, of the earth. or sweetness might not be the right word, but friendliness, connectedness. Feel your breath. Don't manipulate the breath, just taste it through the nostrils. In breath, pause. Exhale, natural pause. Feel your nostrils are receptive to the breath. Open channels for the breath. There's no breathing, there's no effort. Just this flow of prana, of life force through the nostrils, through the pathways. No breather. The breather is dissolving, just a flow. No pushing the out-breath. No pulling the in-breath. The breath, it's received, it's a gift. Now we do a very gentle little breath exercise. We're going to inhale through both nostrils and exhale through the left nostril. Inhale through both, exhale through right. Inhale through both, exhale through left, etc. Just very simple. No anticipating, no rushing. Your only job is to prepare the pathway with your tactile sense. And then the breath just flows in and out. Long, wide open nostrils. Feel they originate 1 meter in front of the face. And they go deep inside the skull. So that the breath is permeating the brain. Everything else is completely relaxed. Yes, next time you exhale through both nostrils, just let the breath be normal, natural. Now we do Kapalabhati, and I Just for those who might not be familiar, we exhale quickly, swiftly through the nostrils, and the in-breath is passive. So it's a little bit like this if I was to do it with open mouth. Ha, 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 ha. But we're doing it with closed mouth, so it's more like this. So the in-breath is completely passive, and the out-breath elicits a contraction of the abdomen, but don't manufacture it. It will happen organically. And the idea is to really do this with ease and relaxation. So if at any moment you feel that you're accumulating tension, you immediately stop, you let your breath return to natural, and then you can resume. Also, it's important to find your own rhythm. Not to feel you have to go too fast, but we'll do it slowly. And for those who would like to go too fast, you just find your quicker rhythm. So here we go. Take a very shallow in-breath. Tick, 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 tick. Long inhale, long exhale. And let the breath be normal. We'll do it again. And while you're doing it, you can scan your body for any areas where there's a holding that's not necessary. And you gently invite relaxation of that area in the hands, maybe, or in the jaw, or any place that the located breather may have taken up residence. Okay, here we go. Taking a little breath in. Tick, 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 tick. Long inhale, long exhale. One more time. This time I'll do it a little bit faster, but if you need to do one to two, one breath to two of my breaths, feel completely free. After the next exhale, short inhale. Tick, 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 tick.
Done, but there is nothing.
Long inhale. Long exhale. Don't do anything, just surrender the body to the vibrating silence all around. Give yourself to the vibration. Thank you. Thank you all for joining and following me in my meanderings. There's a few minutes if anybody wants to say anything, you're welcome to. We don't usually go into a Q&A after these yoga sessions. They tend to end in silence, but feel free to. Nevertheless, if you want to say something. Hi, Lasara. You're making nice gestures. You're welcome to unmute yourself if you want.
Strange to speak. Just yes, yummy, thank you.
How do you pronounce your name?
Lazar.
Lazar.
Lazar, yes.
Where do you live in?
I'm near Glastonbury in Wales.
Okay. And how did you hear from?
I came across you possibly on a Facebook ad, but my husband is a deep fan of Rupert's work, and okay. So yeah, I just wanted to. This is so much part of me, movement and presence.
Okay, well, it's lovely to have you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, guys, I'll be putting dates out for. I'll be sending a newsletter out probably this weekend for December dates. Are you back from India, Sarah? Are you in India?
No, I'm back. I'm going again December.
Oh, I'm jealous. I'm glad that you're able to go back. You'll have to email me and tell me about it.
I will.
Okie dokie, guys. Bye bye.
Goodbye. Thank
bye,
you.
Bye, Carlo. Bye,
Ria. Wonderful to be in space with you all. Bye bye.
Thank you, Lazar. Bye, Hika.
Hi, thank you. Thank you.
Bye bye, Beatrice and Joe. Nice to have you. Bye, Mike and Sonia. Bye bye.